Merry Christmas of years and years.
Have you ever heard Christmas gift?
Yes. That is?
As a greeting.
As a greeting?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't believe I have.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I have neither. Of course, and how about New Year?
Usually the Happy New Year.
Uh-huh.
Another thing, getting back to Christmas, you hear people say Merry Christmas or something like that.
Uh-huh. You are interested in something, but you just don't want to spend the money. You'd say, I'd like to have that, but it's simply...
A little bit too expensive.
Uh-huh.
Or I don't feel like I can afford it at the present time.
Or if you're talking about the cost itself, you'd say, well, that it just
too
simply...
Too expensive.
Cost?
Yeah. Cost is too great.
Uh-huh. Cost too much?
Yeah.
If we're about we've had a cold winter and we're getting low on fuel, you'd say, well, fuel is getting pretty
scarce.
And on the first of the month, you say all the bills are
paid,
or at least they
due.
Yeah.
All the bills are due at the first of the month.
And
they are.
Yeah, right. And if you've forgotten about an organization, you'd say, I've got to send those people my
check.
If you're thinking about the membership fee you'd call.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'd call that dues.
Uh-huh.
It's on my dues end.
Right. And your mother might have asked you sometime to, if she just were short on some matter of food, she might say, will you run across the street and to Aunt so-and-so's and
ask if I could borrow so-and-so.
Yeah. Now, what about an expression? Now, Brazil's kind of flat, but did you go sledding around here? Did you go sledding?
Does it flood at any time?
No, I say, did you go sledding to speak
yes,
out here?
Yes, down where we lived on the west end, across the street, there were no houses there, where the road forks.
Uh-huh.
On the north side, there wasn't anything when I was a boy.
And well,
was hills right over there, and we used to coast a lot over there.
Uh-huh. Well, what was the expression for running and hopping on the sled and
belly buster?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's uh-huh. what we used to call
that. That was the expression.
Yeah, we had some boys came over on a hill. One hill went down, and right at the foot of the hill was a creek, and I always had about that much water on it. And then the other hill, we could coast a long way. So some boys come over there one day and said, it looks like you boys been coasting down this hill. I said, oh yes, nothing. So I just jumped on my sled belly buster, and I was going to be real smart and show them how close I could come before I rolled off. We had to roll off going down the creek, but I didn't roll soon enough. So I went in the water. The water was about that deep, and it was cold. So these boys, I guess they felt sorry for me, and I didn't live only about 500-600 feet from there.
Uh-huh.
So one of them wrapped me up in his coat and put me on the sled and pulled me home.
Well, how about that?
But my clothes was froze, and the result, I had to take a hot bath when I got home.
Well, now, have you mentioned swimming? Have we talked about swimming?
No.
Yeah. Did you swim?
Some. I never was a good swimmer.
Uh-huh.
But I could
yeah.
take care of myself in the water.
Yeah. Well, if you made it across the river successfully, and you were talking about it later, you'd say, yesterday I
swam across the river.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And you might say, well, yesterday was pretty hot, and I went down to the river and
took
off my clothes and
took a dive.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or if you put that another way, instead of took a dive, you'd say I
ran and dove in.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, somebody who, I don't know whether this happened to me,